questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is. And this morning we've got Associate Professor Linda Tyler in the studio here. Morena, Linda, how are you? Oh, we might want to give that mic, our ancient old mics here. There we go. Hello, Linda.
Morena, Rachel. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's lovely to have you up here in the studio. Would you mind explaining a little bit? You work in the Art History Department and in the Cultural Studies Department. Can you explain a little bit about what your broader role is? Because it's got quite an interesting name.
Yes, sure, Rachel. I'm called the Convener of Museums and Cultural Heritage. And I sort of came out of a background of looking after art galleries. I looked after the Gus Fisher Gallery and the art collection. And now I help facilitate students who want to research in those areas and maybe want to go on to work in the glam sector, as we call it, galleries, libraries, archives and museums. And I work a little bit across different cultural institutions in Auckland. At the moment we're working with the Auckland District Health Board on initiative with the Faculty of Arts to look at the way in which some of our students and some of our activity in the Faculty of Arts might have wellbeing outcomes for patients and staff at Auckland Hospital.
So that's amazing.
What I'm talking about tonight is sort of coming out of that research.
Yes, so tonight is part of the ongoing series from the University of Auckland called Raising the Bar, which people who listen to this segment will be familiar with. It's basically when academics pop into the pub and give a little mini lecture on something that is either to do with their research or something that they're currently interested in. So tell us a little bit about what you're going to be talking about, Linda, because you've got a very long and varied career.
Yes.
So it is to do with this kind of art and well-being thing.
That's right. That's my focus for this evening. And as you so beautifully put in your introduction, Raising the Bar is 20 speakers across 10 different venues, bars in Auckland, and I'm speaking at 6:30 tonight at Sweet Affairs in Parnell Road. And this is just really to alert people to some ongoing activity at the University of Auckland, but also to cue in Sue Gardner from the Chartwell Collection, who's been developing a tool called Squiggler, squiggler.org, if anybody's interested in looking into it further, which is really about facilitating an opportunity for people to get in touch with their creative sides.
Mm.
You know how it is in school, there's either people that get put in the art room or people that get sort of pushed into an academic career, and you're never really allowed to sort of, you know, dither between the two. There's one choice, it seems. And a lot of people get turned off art and they think because they can't draw.
Mm.
And the idea that you have to draw something representational that looks like what's out there in the world is a nonsense, of course. That's not what drawing is.
Yeah.
So to be able to get people into the pleasure of composing art and being able to make something really, you know, develop their own imagery is part of what this Squiggler tool is all about. So
sounds awesome.
I'm going to be talking a little bit around the sort of the general benefits for a society that's creatively engaged, because, you know, we've had the rhetoric around STEM for a long time and how important it is for New Zealand to upskill in these areas of science, technology, engineering and maths. But we wouldn't have the creativity that we do as a country if it wasn't for the opportunity for people to test their strengths and really stretch their boundaries. And there's heaps of research coming out all over the world looking at the ways in which there are health benefits if you get people engaged with art, not just looking at it, but making it. But looking at it is good too.
It does help, yeah. It's an interesting thing. Like, we have this conversation, I feel like my whole life it's been something I've heard people talk about, you know, the arts always getting neglected when it comes to funding, when it comes to schooling, when it comes to just the way we you know, talk about things on a cultural narrative as a country. Where do you think this kind of, I guess, sidelining of the arts has come from? Is it a relatively recent thing, or is this going back for a long time in your experience?
Well, the whole sidelining is why I've given my talk the title Art, What Is It Good For? Because people have a very transactional attitude to how they spend their time.
Yeah.
And I think that's increasingly the case as we become more and more time poor. Mm. And so the idea that you have to have an outcome from doing something, people people always want to measure that. What's the metric for how that's going to work? And I think if you think about the holistic person and the way in which your life can be enriched by engagement in all aspects of the culture, then you realise what you're missing out on. If you think, oh, I'm not an art person, or, you know, that's not for me. So, you know, to try and kind of convince, I know that there's been a big effort by all of the science advisors, you know, to sort of have their say in government levels and with politicians recently, and obviously we've needed that with the epidemic. But there's also, I think, an opportunity for there to be an arts advisor and somebody who's really got that kind of position. And I guess there is some leadership in the sense that the Prime Minister also is interested in Carmel Cepelloni and having these portfolios, their dear to their hearts. But I think we really, as a country, need to really recognise, if we're going to call ourselves this sort of number eight wire inventive place, the role that creativity plays how that needs to be fostered at the very youngest levels. And instead of it being marginalised in the curriculum, it has to be central. The whole business, you know, so much in, you know, New Zealand's educational history shows these great experiments where people put art at the very centre of the curriculum and maths and everything was taught in that creative way, and the outcomes were just fantastic. So we really need to sort of examine out, you know, reclaim our own past in a way, and put art at the centre of the curriculum again.
Yeah, well, one thing that I think we've all kind of learnt, either explicitly or implicitly across the pandemic, is how much art does impact our lives. You know, when you're sitting at home, even if it's just turning on a movie or reading a book or something like that, that's all art. That all requires time and energy and space and resource to put those things out there, and it matters. And that's the stuff that helps people feel connected in times of isolation and times of great stress and change. You know, art is the thing that holds people together, holds societies together. And, you know, it's funny to come out the other side of a very strange year and still be seeing people having to really fight for these conversations to even be had in a mainstream space.
But it's totally the case, as you say, that going into lockdown and being in isolation has put people in that situation. And a lot of people have had huge pleasure out of having the time and the isolation to be able to finish some projects and to get engaged in some watching and, you know, looking at things online. So it really has opened people's eyes to what's out there. And of course, there lots of galleries and museums have responded by putting content online, which has been really fabulous. And this is, and we're now sort of thinking like this is the dual platform for learning. Yeah. But there's also this great chance that people have found, you know, not just baking, but getting into all of these other aspects of, you know, home life and being able to, you know, get involved in craft again and just have that time, the luxury of time, really.
Yeah, absolutely. It does kind of come back to time. Well, it's going to be, sounds like it's going to be a very, very interesting chat tonight.
It's very interactive. There won't just be talking, there'll be some making as well. We've got materials.
That sounds
awesome. Don't be frightened, it'll be very straightforward.
Cool. So what time and where if people want to come along, Linda?
6:30 at the wonderful Brazilian Cafe, Sweet Affairs, 225 Parnell Road, and it's just 40 minutes.
Wonderful. That sounds great. Well, thank you so much, Associate Professor Linda Tyler, for coming in this morning. It's such a pleasure to chat to you.
You're very welcome, Rachel. My pleasure.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.